is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Brazilian football icon Pelé has died at the age of 82. Pelé was widely regarded as the greatest player of all time. He was the only footballer in history to have won 3 World Cups, and he scored more than 1,000 goals. His daughter wrote on Instagram, "Everything we are is thanks to you. We love you infinitely. Rest in peace." The hospital treating Pelé in Brazil said in a statement that his death after a long battle with cancer was caused by multiple organ failure. Reaction instantly began flowing in, with current Brazilian star Neymar saying Pelé had transformed football into an art. Pelé's reign extended beyond the pitch, with gigs as a movie star, singer, and later sports minister in the 1990s, one of the first black cabinet members in Brazil. The Vatican has announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious, and stable, but that his health condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Merkel wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has unleashed the biggest wave of strikes in weeks on areas throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kyiv residents woke up to the thunderous sound of heavy Russian shelling. Ukraine's military said scores of Russian missiles were fired at Ukrainian energy facilities, but that Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down a large number of them. Russia dispatched explosive drones to selected regions overnight, before broadening the barrage with cruise missiles in the morning. In Kyiv, residents such as Anastasia are defiant and frustrated at the relentless disruption to their daily lives. We're just tired of this and we don't have special concerns. Yes, we're trying to react and go to the shelter, but this interrupts our life. I'm Karen Chamas.
The blizzard in the U.S. state of New York claimed more than 36 lives, with the city of Buffalo being one of the hardest hit areas. Roads in that city, though, have reopened as the search for storm victims continues. Local Public Works Commissioner Bill Geary said Mother Nature is helping to clear away some of the piled up snow.
Hopefully with the warmer weathers, the slower melt, it's manageable. We're not really too concerned with any flooding, although some of our districts right now are doing some snow ditching, opening up drainage inlets so that this gradual melt will take place, and we're going to see some localized little ponding areas, but hopefully that's it.
Also in the United States, applications for U.S. unemployment aid rose slightly last week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Another 9,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 225,000. The four-week average, which evens out some of the weekly swings, finds the number just about flat from the prior period at 221,000. Unemployment applications are viewed as a proxy for layoffs. These latest numbers from the Labor Department show the job market remains strong, despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool the economy and hiring. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And in other news globally, at least 19 people were killed and up to 30 were missing after a huge fire tore through a casino hotel complex in a Cambodian town on the Thai border, officials said on Thursday. And mediators between Ethiopia's federal government and authorities in the Tigray region are stepping up efforts to enforce a truce. The two sides were embroiled until last month in a brutal war. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.